Hello, you are listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. The Synod of Bishops for the New Evangelization got underway in the Vatican Monday morning after formally commencing with a solemn Mass in St. Peter's Square on Sunday. The Synod is drawing bishops, cardinals, patriarchs, and experts from around the world to share their experiences and discuss ways to bring the Catholic Church into a new era, re-energizing a hackneyed faithful and reaching out to those who have yet to believe in Jesus Christ. Among church leaders from the Middle East attending the Synod are Maronite Patriarch Bishar Arai and his Patriarchal Vicar General Archbishop Paul Saya from Lebanon. I spoke to Archbishop Saya ahead of the Synod, asking him what the Patriarch will be bringing to the meetings.
He will not be going alone, and he will bring with him the concerns of the Christians of the Middle East, Christians of Lebanon, of course, but our Patriarch Bishar Arai is the president of the Council of Patriarchs for the Middle East. So he has a role beyond the Mennonite Church and beyond Lebanon. He certainly will be bringing the concerns and will be bringing the experiences also, because each region or each church has a way of perceiving evangelization and how to do it, most effectively. That way, I think he will make a contribution, especially now, again, with the situation of the Christians in the Middle East, which is a very difficult situation. Evangelizing our people now is all the more urgent because our people are going through huge problems in all the countries of the Middle East. In Iraq, you know what happened to them. In Syria now, things are very bad. In Egypt, you know how it is. So we have a new reality in the Middle East, and we have to deal with that new reality. How do you offer Jesus Christ? How do you offer the gospel to those troubled people? You know, the people who are very iffy about what's going on, what's going to happen to them, and the future. You're dealing with a very troubled society, you know. I think the Patriarch will be sensitizing the Synod to this new reality that the Christians of the Middle East are experiencing at the moment.
It is a dramatic moment for the Middle East. It has been since we saw the war in Iraq. How do you bring a new evangelization to people who are fleeing violence, who are fleeing economic problems here, who can't find jobs?
Well, of course, this is the million-dollar question. This is a huge, big challenge. But I think you have to start dealing with the immediate and most urgent needs of the people. And this is what the church has been trying to do in Lebanon with the refugees coming from Syria. I think if you bring Jesus Christ to those people, you have to bring you have to bring the loving Christ. You have to bring the caring Christ. And this comes in all sorts of ways. It comes through the presence of the church close to those people. It comes through offering them what they need. It comes through also helping them rediscover their own commitment as Christians. One of the great things about Christianity is that you have to learn to trust in God. I think this is a vital dimension in Christian faith. You have to surrender yourself to God. If we can get this message across to them, I think this will give them some hope, while at the same time being present to them spiritually, economically, psychologically. I think this is probably the way. At this time, you know, when, as you say, they're all over the place, they're not settled in one particular place. The main thing is to be there, to be present, and do what you can to show them that they're not left alone. I think this is one way of reminding them of the presence of God in the world through the church.